Mr. Vice Chair, Honorable Ministers, distinguished heads of delegation and ambassadors, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to deliver this statement on behalf of the Government of Islamic Republic of Iran. At the outset, I would like to appreciate Dr. Graziano for his efforts and the leadership in FAO, and also congratulate Dr. Chu Dianghu once again for his election and formally once again confirm my government full support to him for better result and performance of FAO on benefit of all respective members. We believe that yesterday's election was a victory for all and show that how solidarity is important for all of us for better result and for a better performance of FAO. Mr. President, on agenda item the state of food and agriculture, migration, agriculture and rural development, Iran would like to appreciate FAO for inclusion of migration issue as a strategic and high priority and would like to highlight the following issues. First, Iran believes that the overview of the state of food and agriculture will contribute to the best understanding of the interconnectedness of the relationship between the migration, agriculture and rural development. It is acknowledged that the key finding of challenge is a specific policy for coherence between the migration, agriculture and rural development to ensure safe and regular migration, but mostly depends at national level of the country context. Iran is a country of origin, transit, destination for migrants nationally and internationally, and Iran also is the fifth largest hosting country for refugees from 40 years ago after the Cold War, and facing with lots of migration challenges. In Iran, like most other countries in 1950s and 60s, conventional development approach, which is centralized, sectoral, industrial-based, top-down, and urban-oriented, have been the cause of massive rural-urban migration, particularly because of the oil economy, which actually make this process much more rapid. In 1956, for example, we have 68% of rural population. In 1976, come to the 54, and 2016, it become to almost 25%, and 75% are living in the urban area. This is one of the highest rate of migration in the Near East and Middle East area, and even Asia. Rapid rate of rural-urban migration has brought multidimensional complex opportunities and challenges. It caused irregularities in social and economical conditions and the rapid physical expansion of cities, the rise of poverty, inadequate access to the housing and urban services are caused. Due to the change in public approach since 1979, the small family farming and rural development become the center of the focus of the government, and there are lots of infrastructure activities for rural population and rural development, including education, electricity, access to the fossil fuel, road, renovation of village planning and housing, health, medical services, and also ICT and internet for rural area. During last decades, the growth rate of migration from rural to urban area declined, and since 2011, there is an increase of the reverse kind of migration from urban to rural. Now we are facing a new challenge, a new chapter, a new paradigm of the migration, which is completely different from 1960s to 1990s. We are now facing as the first most important problem with the climate change. In general, and drought in particular, is the most influential factor for rural and even urban migration to provincial capital. And plus the climate change, we have the issue of conflict, the regional conflict. As I mentioned, Iran is the fifth biggest host of refugees, and we are facing with the lots of movement for the war in the area and in the region. And the last one, which is actually is under the investigation in terms of the impact, is the unilateral unfair sanction, which made a lot of pressure on trade, on agriculture, and the rural population, and even urban population, particularly the poorest level of the population, because the pressure goes to the poorest level, not to the rich and not to the middle class. Climate change also influencing in two ways in negative way, as a destructive issue, not like the sort of earlier kind of immigration. Its impact on the basic livelihood condition of population to leave their habitat in the destructive manner and be disturbing agriculture and food system by changing basic production elements through increasing number of natural disasters like water scarcity, drought, and thunderstorm, which make the life and the production system completely destructive. In the end, and my final remarks, may I renew the commitment of my country again to support an implementation of policies of regarding migration to achieve sustainable agriculture and rural development goals, and in particular poverty eradication in 2030 with the new management team in FAO. And we hope we can reach to the sort of our goals and targets if we work together and have a solidarity together. Thank you very much once again. Thank you, Mr. Chair.